Again, this morning it is testimony time. Please let's give Jesus a big hand of praise this morning. And please listen attentively to the following documented testimonies, and you shall be next. Number one, I am still in awe of God's wonders. As a family, we have been engaging passionately in kingdom advancement prayers, soul winning, giving to the needy around us, and paying the school fees of a few children. And this we did at our level. As a result, God has blessed us in return. God laid in my heart to build a house for him before building one for myself. I told my wife about it, and she said it was great. We got some money in 2020, which was meant to start up a business, but we decided to use it to build the church. Before the church building project was completed, God started his miraculous works. Let's give Jesus a big hand. The chairman of the biggest multinational company in my industry miraculously sent me a friend request. We got chatting, and then he asked me to prepare a proposal. The day I presented the proposal to him virtually, we had only spoken for 2 minutes when he asked, "David, can you come to Dubai?" I traveled to Dubai with an all-expense-paid trip. Somebody's giving Jesus a big hand for that. When I got to Dubai, I was treated like a celebrity, and the chairman of the company was waiting to receive me at the door. Lo and behold, I am now the CEO of the company here in Nigeria. This job comes with a mouth-watering salary in dollars, which is 7 times my previous salary. Is somebody celebrating Jesus? Bigger, 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 bigger. Also, I am giving some shares of the company. I am still in awe of God's wonders, because this position would have taken me 15 to 20 years to achieve. However, the God of wonders chose to fast forward my career. How the chairman contacted me still remains a mystery. Truly, kingdom advancement endeavors works wonders. I return all the glory to God. And the testifier is David B. Somebody is giving Jesus a bigger hand of praise. Number two, healed of blood cancer. I was diagnosed with blood cancer. However, I joined this commission in December 2020. Thereafter, I keyed into every word and instruction from the altar. Meanwhile, I have never fasted for 21 days before in my life, but I engaged in the 21 days of prayer and fasting in 2021, and I was strengthened for the fast. I engaged the altar of prayer and prayed kingdom advancement prayers fervently. Also, I read several books on healing authored by Bishop David Oyedepo. While I told God to give me a brand new bone marrow, I stopped taking my medication on day 4 of the fast. During the feet washing service, while the bishop made declarations, he said that after the service, all terminal diseases will be terminated. And I keyed into it. He also told us to get checked by the doctors, and every disease would be gone. My next scheduled blood test was on 25th January, and God showed up. Bigger hand for Jesus. My blood count levels that was high and out of control came back normal. Now I am healed and well. I return all the glory to God. The testifier is Ronke A. Somebody please rise on your feet this morning. Give Jesus the biggest, biggest hand of praise for all of his great acts.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Again, for seeing another brand new month, lift up your two hands and give God thanks, who has kept you and I all through the past 2 months of this year. Celebrate and magnify him. There is no one like Jesus. Give him glory. For we are only kept by the power of God, not by ourselves. We can't keep ourselves. Give him thanks and praise. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Would you ask him to speak to you this morning, everybody? Jesus, I want to hear from you. Speak to me this morning. Open up this great man for me by your word today. Thank you, Father. And blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Would you now help me thank him for those awesome testimonies of people's engagement and partnership with Christ in this season? These are all 2020, 2021 testimonies. So they are not 20 years ago. God is in the midst of his people. Help me lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Blood cancer flushed out. Awesome God. Awesome God. Came to church only in December last year. Awesome God. Awesome God. I must build the house of God first before my house. And then something torn. Something torn. Heavens came down. Give him thanks for those testimonies. We serve a covenant-keeping God. Give him glory and give him thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Again, life is an adventure and opportunities. The things we hear, they are knocks on the doors of our heart if we're interested in the same. God hasn't changed. There are no private testimonies in the kingdom. What he does for one is available for others if they're interested and will care to take the same steps. God first, we always put you first. Otherwise, who are you? For one chairman to contact you from Dubai and then treat you like a king and then came down with all kinds of blessings. Awesome God, no one like him. Many, many strange risings will take place here this year. It has started, it shall keep increasing. And you will be on that list. You will be on the list of emerging giants. The kings of the earth will start looking for you. You'll be honored from quarters you least expected. As you engage with the covenant keeping God in these great seasons of divine opportunities, you will not miss it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Again, welcome to 2021. Your year of supernatural turnaround. And so shall it be. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please get seated. The question, who is a servant of God, may be on the heart of people. But from scriptures, we understand that anyone serving the interest of another is a servant of the one he serves. So serving God and the interest of his kingdom is what makes one a servant of God. So it's not a title. I'm a servant of God. What makes you a servant is to serve. And serving the interest of your master, in this case, your father in heaven. And his business on earth, like Jesus said, I must be about my father's business, is what makes you and I a servant of God indeed. So serving God is neither a calling nor a gift. It's simply a choice. Choose ye this day whom ye shall serve. Joshua 24 and verse 15. But as for me and my house, Joshua said, we will serve the Lord. If they obey and serve him, if they choose to serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. So serving God entitles a believer to rewards that has no comparison on the earth. The kind we just heard. I've never fasted 21 days in my life, but I did. And in spite of the blood cancer plague, I began to pray kingdom advancement prayer fervently. And God said, no, I need such fellows to remain here. So cancer, out. And flush it out like a dream of the night. No comparison on the earth. Thou shalt serve, and your God shall bless, and he will take sickness away from the midst of you. You shall not be barren nor cast your young in the land. The number of your days he will fulfill. This is why it makes sense. Lot of Bible says to be steadfast, always abandon the works of the Lord for as much as he know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Our exhortation this week is captioned, serving God is every believer's covenant responsibility. Serving God is every believer's covenant responsibility. The writer scripture is Job 36 verse 11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. You don't have to be an apostle to serve God. Just be committed to the interest of his kingdom and you are his servant. Abraham was a most blessed businessman, but God called him my servant. You know, whosoever you yield yourself to obey, a servant ye are whom ye obey. Romans 6 and verse 16. Abraham, a die-hard, obedient man. Whatever God said was final, everything canceled, all appointments suspended. Just say, God, I'm set. Get out of their country, he departed. Circumcised all male born in your household, he began with himself. As soon as God left off. Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, offer him for a burnt offering. On the mountain I will show you, he rose up early in the morning, he went. That's what made him a servant. Psalm 105 and verse 42. So you are not wasting your time serving the Lord. It's a covenant platform, among others, for your health and longevity. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. You shall not be barren nor cast young in the land. And the number of your days I, God, will fulfill. Exodus 23. Verse 25 and 26. Every child of God has committed to reconciling the world back to God is defined as an ambassador of Christ. We have that 2 Corinthians 5, 17 to 20. Every new creature that engages with his ministry of reconciliation in reaching out to the lost and bringing them back to God is called an ambassador for Christ. Proverbs 13:17, a faithful ambassador is health. So when you are faithfully engaging, you are entitled to health and longevity. Health and longevity. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every serving, genuinely serving member of this church is ordained to enjoy a good old age in strength and vitality. In the name of Jesus, that is you. Your own family shall be known as a family of longevity. No one among us will die young.
that siege is over. In anyone's family, that siege is over. In the name of Jesus.
We had a very humbling testimony yesterday from our Yoruba church. A 54-year-old woman had her first child. Amen. She was all about sharing flyers in her neighborhood, come to church on Sunday. A woman came on her. You barren woman, be sharing bishop's papers all around. If you have a child, will you be sharing flyers around? Did not say behind her, went to her. Going about. You have a problem. She continued. Suddenly she became pregnant. This is 2020 testimonial. And now with a child. She kept going. Now, here is the mystery. Her stomach wasn't coming out. The child will be as if it's lost whenever she gets home. But in church, the child will be kicking. Amen. She delivered. And invited the woman to come for the naming. I asked whether she came. He said, he didn't come. I said, your enemies will cover their face with shame. Yeah. This year. Yeah. And so she continued. This is the God that gave me my chair. Come and share flyers. You to come and share flyers. I'm not sure she was preaching anything. She was just sharing flyers. Went outside the gate bearing his reproach. And God wiped off all her reproach. It's a season of diverse opportunities for those who can see it. I stand at the door and knock. If you open up, I'll take you up. If you open up, I'll wipe away your shame. If you open up, I'll change your story. It's all left to you. We're in the month of March. This is third month of the year. Your own supernatural turnaround package is waiting. May no one lose his own package to carelessness. It's waiting. It's waiting. It's waiting. I didn't become a servant of God when he called me. I've been serving him a long time. You can ask him. Amen. Okay, you are running crusade. Who are you then? For what? Are you doing that? You are in partnership with Jesus. You got involved in church planting at the age of 19. For what? And you are not the pastor of that church and you have no title. You are serving his interest. There is no input today that will not speak tomorrow. You are not wasting your time serving the Lord. You are simply investing into your destiny. No one here will be disappointed. Stand to your feet, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Say with me, I'm not wasting my time serving the Lord. I'm engaging the covenant platform of my change of story. My change of story is settled this year. I make my choice to go outside the gate bearing his reproach so he can take away every form of shame and reproach from my life. Lift up your two hands and celebrate this opportunity that God has granted you and I. Celebrate this opportunity that God has granted you as a person. Don't watch others go forth. You go forth. You go forth. God does not bless groups. He blesses individuals. God does not honor groups. He honors individuals. God does not promote groups. He promotes individuals. You are the next in line for promotion. You are the next in line for his honor. You are in the next in life for his blessings. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. With or without you, and with or without me, God's agenda cannot fail. Yesterday again, we laid foundation for 170 new churches. Amen.
And you can't believe it? Awesome God. We are only chasing after certification of the land. You hear the news again this week of what God is said to do. Amen. I mean, you live and everybody's refreshed and relaxed. No tension. God is up to anything he wants to do. Please wake up and know that it's for your benefit. There is nothing you do or you don't do that imparts on God. The good is that we humble the proud. And we don't want one single proud person here. Because he won't see grace. And then we start wondering, is he working? He's working. God does not need you for anything. Yeah, can you say that? God says so. If I were hungry, we would have asked. But you need him. I need him for everything. And my obedience is to meet my needs, not God's needs. God is a need-free God. The earth is the Lord. That my son who built that church, I don't know him. No, I'm hearing for the first time this morning. But God knows him. And change is totally dramatically. There is no, you want to build a church, come and build one. No. He said, he had that thing, told his wife, I said, that's a great idea. Let's go for it. But God marked him down. It has to be in your heart first. Before it can reach your hand. So the money we put up for one business, we said, no, let's do his business first. And then God just catapulted him. Abba. 2020 to 2021 February. Catapulted. You will see wonders this year. So engage with your time on the prayer altar. Don't drag your feet when you are sharing the gospel with anybody. Go forth with smiles. You are opening up a new chapter to your destiny. So shall it be. Lift up those two hands, everybody. And speak to the month to be a most fruitful month in all respects. A month of marching forward and serving your God. A month of breaking new ground through your dedicated service. Speak to the month. This is the first day of the month. You have offered praise. Now make your declarations what you want the month to deliver. Make your declarations what you want the month to deliver. Make your declarations what you want the month to deliver. Make your declaration what you want the month to deliver. Make your declarations on what you want the month to deliver. You shall have whatever you say. So say something. Say what you want. Say what you want. Lord, I must hit the mark this month. I must hit the mark this month. I must hit the mark this month. My cloud must be filled this month so that my rain can fall also. My cloud must be filled this month so that my rain can fall at the same time. Come on, lift up your two hands and celebrate him. The month is declared a blessed month. A month of testimonies indeed. A month of going forward in all areas. A month of good news for your family. A month of breaking forth in all areas. A month of seeing God in action. A month of diverse encounters with God. A month of filling your cloud of stewardship. A month of receiving your rain falling. So shall it be. So shall it be. Everything around you is turned to a testimony. Give him thanks and pray.
Lift your voice and give thanks to God this morning. Give praise to his name and celebrate him as worthy. Glorify him as worthy of praise. Celebrate him. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. And all adoration belongs to you. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround.
then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do.